Hello, and welcome to the NLP Master Business Practitioner course. I'm really looking forward to taking you through all of the stages of the course, and I hope you're looking forward to it as well. I mean, one of the key things that people always ask me before they start the Master Practitioner is, how is it different than the Practitioner course? Well, for lots of people in the Practitioner, there was a real kind of wow moment. And that moment, there might have been several wow moments and as you went through the course. I know for me, when I did it many years ago, it was a life-changing experience. And indeed, that's one of the comments that people often make as you know, as in terms of testimonials and feedback on the course. You may not get the same amount of wows in the Master Practitioner that you got in the Practitioner course. And trying to define the difference between the two is kind of quite difficult. And I liked that one of the delegates many years ago who did the Master Practitioner course said he'd got to day three of the course and he was still trying to understand what the difference was between the practitioner and the Master Practitioner. And then he said it just came to him, it clicked. And the difference, he said, was that this is about the subtlety of NLP. And I really like that as a description because the Master Practitioner really is like the subtlety of NLP. There's lots of different tools, techniques, processes, ideas that we're going to cover on the course. You'll also cover some of the older stuff in more detail and more depth. And so there'll be some familiar things and there'll be some unfamiliar things. Hence, why there won't be quite as many wows as perhaps there was on the practitioner course, because it's taking your learning a little step further, sometimes quite a big step further. And there's still step changes going on here, but not from the knowing nothing to suddenly learning about NLP. I often think of the practitioner course as being like an apprenticeship. So you learn, like all apprentices, you learn how to make joints in wood. If you're a carpentry apprentice, you learn how to make those joints very accurately time after time after time so that you can do those almost unconsciously. You can choose the right joint for the right job. In the Master Practitioner course, it's almost like you've come out of your apprenticeship and what you're learning now is how to combine all of those different tools and techniques and processes that you used and be able to build things, design and build things using several different types of joints, several different types of tool. And there isn't any hard and fast rules about what you should do when. This is about you developing your own expertise, developing your understanding of the processes, the tools, the techniques, and the material that you're working with. And so there's a nice subtle change as you go through the process of going through the Master Practitioner course. You're going to learn about things that we've talked about before, but in more depth, as I've already said, but you're going to learn how to model behavior. You're going to learn how to model people, which is fundamentally where NLP came from. You're going to learn better techniques to communicate. You're going to learn more about language patterns. You're going to learn how to present more effectively than you do now, even. So I'm looking forward to joining you on this journey and guiding you through this journey, the subtlety of NLP, as the delegate called it, and taking your skills to that next level where you can combine skills to get the results that you, your clients, your organization are looking for. So I was going to say sit back and enjoy, but I think what's really important is that you do sit back, you do enjoy, but you put it into practice. Like everything else in NLP, this is a pragmatic set of tools and techniques that you really need to apply to get the best out of it. So good luck with it. Enjoy watching the videos. There's other course content online available, and I look forward to hearing how you get on. See you later. Bye.